Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
You're welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. That was a beautiful song by Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship Choir titled, I Need You to Survive. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. Here's God's word for the 21st day in the month of April 2024. Let love be your greatest motivation. Our opening scriptures from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life and for a beautiful day that you have made, a glorious Sunday morning, and for causing us to be a part of it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for health and strength. We thank you for your goodness to us and to our loved ones. We also thank you for your word that you have sent to us. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding and cause us to be the doers of it and not only the hearers. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. Yesterday concluded the first phase of our series on kingdom prosperity with emphasis on the need to excel in the grace of giving. However, if the sole purpose of wanting the grace of giving is for receiving to squander on your pleasures, then selfishness is the obvious motivation. When selfishness or showmanship drives your giving, frustration is bound to trail your expectations. This explains why many give without receiving commensurate rewards. And the reason is simple. The one who rewards in the open knows the motives of the giver in secret. In Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 10, the Bible says, "But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve." Although motives are personal and secret, the God who sees in secret knows what motivates our individual acts of benevolence. When it comes to giving in the kingdom, God wants love to be your greatest motivation. In fact, everything you do in the kingdom should be love-driven. Better put, love should be your greatest motivation for doing anything in the kingdom, including giving. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, Apostle Paul said, "If I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it does me no good at all." For example, in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 3 to 5, the Bible records, "Solomon loved the Lord and followed all the decrees of his father, David, except that Solomon, too, offered sacrifices and burned incense at the local places of worship. The most important of these places of worship was at Gibeon. So the king went there and sacrificed 1,000 burnt offerings. That night the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream, and God said, 'What do you want? Ask, and I will give it to you.'" Beloved, if love is your motivation, you will always give generously and cheerfully. Solomon didn't give generously because he wanted God to bless him with more wealth. On the contrary, when God gave him the opportunity to ask anything he wanted, he only asked for wisdom to lead the people of God. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 9 to 11, the Bible records Solomon's request and God's response. "Give therefore your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil and bad. For who is able to judge this your so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said to him, "Because you have asked this thing and have not asked for yourself long life, neither have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern judgments. Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like you before you. Neither after you shall any arise like to you. And I have also given you that which you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like you to you all your days." Solomon was motivated by love, so he gave generously and cheerfully. David, his father, did a similar thing. Little wonder God attested that he was a man after his own heart. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 1 to 51, and Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, and Acts chapter 13, verse 22. Beloved, you too can become a man or woman after God's heart if you would maximize the love of God that has been shared in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in whatever you do for God and humanity, let love be your greatest motivation. Shalom. Let's pray together. Believers, you may say this after me. Dear Heavenly Father, please ignite my heart afresh with your love, so that all my giving from this day forward will be motivated by genuine love for you and humanity. In Jesus' name, And we'll say amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Pastor Emmanuel Ire featuring Nathaniel Bassey. And they're singing a song titled, A Galio. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamikana. I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. Until then, God bless you.
How we win.